The Dog Listener: Learn How to Communicate with Your Dog for Willing Cooperation. By Jan Fennell. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary: The Dog Listener: Learn How to Communicate with Your Dog for Willing Cooperation by Jan Fennell is a book that provides readers with an understanding of how to communicate effectively and compassionately with their dogs. The author, Jan Fennell, has been working as a dog behaviorist for over 20 years and has developed her own unique approach to training dogs. She believes that the key to successful communication between humans and canines lies in understanding the language of canine body language. Through this book, she shares her insights on how owners can use these signals to create positive relationships with their pets. Fennell begins by discussing the importance of establishing trust between owner and pet. She explains that when a dog trusts its owner, it will be more willing to cooperate during training sessions or other activities. To build trust, she recommends using positive reinforcement techniques such as treats or praise rather than punishment or negative reinforcement methods like scolding or hitting. Additionally, she emphasizes the need for consistency in order for any type of training program to be effective. Next, Fennell outlines her Amichien bonding technique, which involves teaching owners how they can become pack leaders in their home environment through non-confrontational means such as body language cues and vocal commands. This method encourages owners not only understand what their dog is trying to tell them but also learn how they should respond appropriately so that both parties are able to reach mutual understanding without resorting aggression. Finally, Fennell offers practical advice on dealing with common behavioral issues such as barking excessively or jumping up on people. For each issue discussed, there are detailed instructions on how best handle it, including tips on setting boundaries while still being compassionate towards your pet's needs. Overall, The Dog Listener: Learn How to Communicate with Your Dog for Willing Cooperation is an invaluable resource for anyone looking to improve their relationship with their canine companion through better communication skills and understanding of canine behavior patterns. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Establishing leadership. Establishing yourself as the leader of the pack is essential for successful communication with your dog. This involves setting boundaries and rules, and providing consistent and fair discipline. Main idea number 2. The Amichien bonding method. This method of communication is based on the idea that dogs respond best to a calm, assertive leader. It involves using body language and vocal commands to communicate with your dog in a way that they understand. Main idea number 3. Understanding your dog. It is important to understand your dog's individual personality and needs in order to effectively communicate with them. This includes understanding their breed, age, and any past experiences that may have shaped their behavior. Main idea number 4. Positive reinforcement. Positive reinforcement is an effective way to reward your dog for good behavior. This involves providing treats, praise, and affection when your dog does something you want them to do. Main idea number 5. Avoiding punishment. Punishment is not an effective way to communicate with your dog. It can lead to fear and aggression, and can damage the bond between you and your dog. Main idea number 6. Establishing routines. Establishing a routine for your dog is important for successful communication. This includes providing regular meals, walks, and playtime. Main idea number 7. Understanding body language. Dogs communicate through body language, and it is important to understand what your dog is trying to tell you. This includes understanding their facial expressions, tail wagging, and other physical cues. Main idea number 8. Using voice commands. Voice commands are an important part of communicating with your dog. It is important to use a calm, assertive tone when giving commands, and to be consistent with the words you use. Main idea number 9. Avoiding conflict. Conflict between you and your dog should be avoided. This includes avoiding physical punishment, yelling, and other forms of aggression. Main idea number 10. Establishing boundaries. Establishing boundaries is essential for successful communication with your dog. This includes setting rules and providing consistent discipline. Main idea number 11. Socialization. Socializing your dog is important for successful communication. This includes introducing them to other people and animals, and teaching them how to behave in different situations. Main idea number 12. Training. Training is an important part of successful communication with your dog. This includes teaching them basic commands, such as sit, stay, and come. Main idea number 13. Exercise. Exercise is important for successful communication with your dog. This includes providing regular walks and playtime. Main idea number 14. Understanding fear. Fear can be a major barrier to successful communication with your dog. It is important to understand the causes of fear in your dog and to provide reassurance and comfort when needed. Main idea number 15. Understanding aggression. Aggression can be a major barrier to successful communication with your dog. It is important to understand the causes of aggression in your dog and to provide consistent discipline and training. Main idea number 16. Understanding anxiety. Anxiety can be a major barrier to successful communication with your dog. It is important to understand the causes of anxiety in your dog and to provide reassurance and comfort when needed. Main idea number 17. Understanding separation anxiety. Separation anxiety can be a major barrier to successful communication with your dog. It is important to understand the causes of separation anxiety in your dog and to provide reassurance and comfort when needed. Main idea number 18. Understanding health issues. Health issues can be a major barrier to successful communication with your dog. It is important to understand any health issues your dog may have and to provide appropriate care and treatment. Main idea number 19. Understanding aging. Aging can be a major barrier to successful communication with your dog. It is important to understand the changes that occur as your dog ages and to provide appropriate care and treatment. Main idea number 20. Understanding nutrition. Nutrition is an important part of successful communication with your dog. It is important to understand the nutritional needs of your dog and to provide a balanced diet that meets their needs. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Establishing yourself as the leader of your pack is essential for successful communication with your dog. This involves setting boundaries and rules and providing consistent and fair discipline. It's important to remember that dogs are social animals, so they need structure in order to feel secure. As their leader, you should be firm but gentle when it comes to disciplining them. This will help them understand what behavior is acceptable and what isn't. When establishing leadership with your dog, it's important to remain calm yet assertive. Speak in a low voice when giving commands or corrections. This will show your dog that you mean business without being overly aggressive. Additionally, make sure that all members of the household follow the same set of rules. If everyone has different expectations for the dog, then he won't know how to behave properly. Finally, reward good behavior. Positive reinforcement can go a long way towards teaching your pup proper manners and reinforcing desired behaviors. Praise him when he does something right or follows a command correctly. Even small rewards like treats or verbal praise can make a big difference in his attitude towards learning. Main idea number 2. The Amichien bonding method is a communication technique that focuses on the idea of calm, assertive leadership. It involves using body language and vocal commands to communicate with your dog in a way that they understand. This method encourages owners to be consistent and clear when communicating with their dogs, so that the animal can learn what is expected of them. The goal is for the owner to become an effective leader who can guide their pet through life without resorting to punishment or fear-based tactics. This method also emphasizes positive reinforcement as a way of teaching desired behaviors. Owners are encouraged to reward good behavior with treats or praise rather than punishing bad behavior. By doing this, owners create an environment where their dog feels safe and secure while learning how to behave appropriately. The Amichien bonding method has been used successfully by many pet owners around the world and has helped strengthen relationships between humans and animals alike. With patience, consistency, and understanding, this method can help you build a strong bond with your furry friend. Main idea number 3. Understanding your dog is essential for creating a strong bond between you and your pet. It's important to take the time to get to know their individual personality, needs, and preferences in order to effectively communicate with them. This includes understanding their breed, age, and any past experiences that may have shaped their behavior. For example, if your dog has had a traumatic experience in the past, it can affect how they interact with people or other animals. Taking the time to understand what happened can help you better respond when similar situations arise in the future. Additionally, knowing more about your dog's breed can give you insight into why they act certain ways or have specific behaviors. By taking the time to learn more about your pup's unique traits and needs, you will be able to create an environment where both of you feel comfortable and secure. With patience and dedication, it is possible for owners of all breeds of dogs to build strong relationships based on mutual respect. Main idea number 4. Positive reinforcement is an effective way to train your dog and encourage good behavior. It involves rewarding your pup with treats, praise, and affection when they do something you want them to do. This type of reward-based training helps create a positive association between the desired behavior and the reward, making it more likely that your dog will repeat the action in order to receive another treat or kind word from you. Positive reinforcement can also help strengthen the bond between you and your pet as they learn that their actions are appreciated by their owner. When using positive reinforcement for training purposes, it's important to be consistent with rewards so that your pup knows exactly what behaviors are being rewarded. Additionally, make sure not to overdo it on treats. Too many snacks can lead to weight gain or other health issues in dogs. Instead of relying solely on food rewards, try mixing up different types of rewards such as verbal praise or playtime together. Overall, positive reinforcement is an excellent way to teach new behaviors while strengthening the bond between you and your furry friend. Main idea number 5. Avoiding punishment is essential for a healthy relationship between you and your dog. Punishment can be damaging to the bond between you and your pet, as it can lead to fear and aggression in your dog. Instead of punishing your pup, focus on positive reinforcement techniques such as rewarding good behavior with treats or praise. This will help build trust between you two, while also teaching them what behaviors are acceptable. It's important to remember that dogs don't understand why they're being punished. All they know is that something bad happened when they did something wrong. This can cause confusion and frustration in them, which could lead to further behavioral issues down the line. Positive reinforcement training helps create an environment where both you and your pup feel safe and secure. By avoiding punishment altogether, you'll be able to foster a strong bond with your furry friend based on mutual respect rather than fear or aggression. You'll also have more success in teaching them how to behave properly, since rewards are much more effective than punishments at reinforcing desired behaviors. Main idea number 6. Establishing routines for your dog is essential to successful communication. Routines provide structure and consistency, which helps your dog understand what you expect from them. By providing regular meals, walks, and playtime at the same time each day, your pup will learn that these activities are part of their daily routine. This will help them feel secure in knowing when they can expect certain things to happen throughout the day. In addition to providing a sense of security and predictability, establishing routines also helps with training. When dogs know what is expected of them during specific times of the day or week, it makes it easier for them to follow commands and stay focused on tasks. For example, if you always take your pup out for a walk after breakfast every morning, then they'll start associating this activity with that particular time frame. Routines also give owners an opportunity to bond with their pet by spending quality time together doing something enjoyable like playing fetch or going on a hike. Establishing consistent routines not only benefits both owner and pet but can also lead to better behavior overall as well as improved communication between the two. Main idea number 7. Understanding your dog's body language is essential for building a strong bond with them. Dogs communicate through their facial expressions, tail wagging, and other physical cues. By learning to read these signals, you can better understand what your pup is trying to tell you. For example, if your pup has his ears back and tail tucked between his legs, he may be feeling scared or anxious in the situation. On the other hand, if they have their ears up and tail wagging, they are likely feeling happy or excited. It's important to remember that dogs don't always use words like humans do, so it's up to us as owners to learn how our pups communicate with us through body language. This can help us create a stronger connection with our furry friends by understanding when they need comfort or reassurance from us. The book The Dog Listener, Learn How to Communicate with Your Dog for Willing Cooperation by Jan Fennell provides an excellent guide on how to interpret canine body language and build a trusting relationship with your pup. It covers topics such as reading facial expressions, interpreting vocalizations, recognizing signs of stress in dogs, and more. Main idea number 8. Using voice commands is an effective way to communicate with your dog. It helps to establish a clear understanding between you and your pet, and can help create a strong bond of trust. When giving commands, it is important to use a calm, assertive tone that conveys authority without being overly harsh or aggressive. Additionally, consistency in the words used for each command will help ensure that your dog understands what you are asking them to do. It is also important to remember that dogs learn best when they are rewarded for good behavior. Positive reinforcement such as treats or verbal praise should be given whenever possible after successful completion of a task or command. This will encourage your dog to continue following instructions and build their confidence in responding correctly. By using consistent voice commands and positive reinforcement techniques, you can effectively communicate with your dog and foster an environment of willing cooperation between the two of you. Main idea number 9. Avoiding conflict with your dog is essential for a healthy relationship. Conflict can take many forms, from physical punishment to yelling and other forms of aggression. It's important to remember that dogs are sensitive creatures who respond best to positive reinforcement and gentle guidance. If you find yourself in a situation where your dog is behaving inappropriately, it's important to remain calm and try not to react negatively or aggressively. Instead of punishing your dog for bad behavior, focus on rewarding them when they do something right. Positive reinforcement will help teach them the behaviors you want while also strengthening the bond between you two. Additionally, be sure to provide plenty of exercise and mental stimulation so that they have an outlet for their energy instead of acting out in negative ways. By avoiding conflict with your pup, you'll create a more harmonious relationship built on trust and understanding rather than fear or aggression. Main idea number 10. Establishing boundaries is an important part of communicating with your dog. It helps to create a sense of structure and security for both you and your pet, as well as providing clear expectations for behavior. Setting rules and providing consistent discipline are key components in establishing these boundaries. This will help ensure that your dog understands what is expected of them, so they can learn how to behave appropriately. When setting rules, it's important to be consistent and fair. Make sure the rules are reasonable and achievable for your pet, while also being firm enough that they understand when their behavior has crossed the line. Consistent discipline should follow any rule-breaking or inappropriate behavior. This could include verbal reprimands or timeouts depending on the severity of the situation. By establishing boundaries with your dog through setting rules and providing consistent discipline, you can foster a healthy relationship between you two based on mutual respect. Your pup will feel secure knowing what is expected from them, allowing them to relax into their role within the family unit. Main idea number 11. Socialization is an important part of successful communication with your dog. It involves introducing them to other people and animals, as well as teaching them how to behave in different situations. This helps your dog understand what is expected of them and builds trust between you and your pet. Socializing also allows for better communication between the two of you, which can help prevent behavioral issues from arising. When socializing your pup, it's important to start early on so they become comfortable around new people and animals. Take time to introduce them slowly in a positive way by providing treats or toys when meeting someone new or another animal. You should also take care not to overwhelm your pup by exposing them too quickly or too often. Instead, gradually increase their exposure over time. It's also essential that you provide consistent training during socialization sessions so that they learn proper behavior when interacting with others. This includes teaching basic commands such as sit, stay, come, leave it, etc., but also more complex behaviors like walking nicely on a leash or greeting visitors politely without jumping up. By taking the time to properly socialize your pup from an early age, you will be setting yourself up for success in communicating with each other down the line. Main idea number 12. Training your dog is an essential part of successful communication. It helps to establish a bond between you and your pet, as well as teaching them the basics of how to behave in different situations. Teaching basic commands such as sit, stay, and come are important for establishing boundaries and expectations with your pup. Training also helps to reinforce positive behaviors that you want from your dog while discouraging negative ones. In The Dog Listener, Learn How to Communicate with Your Dog for Willing Cooperation by Jan Fennell, she outlines her approach which focuses on understanding canine behavior rather than punishing it. She emphasizes building trust through consistent training sessions that focus on rewarding good behavior instead of punishing bad behavior. This method encourages dogs to learn quickly and willingly cooperate with their owners. By taking the time to train your dog properly, you can create a strong bond between the two of you based on mutual respect and understanding. With patience and consistency, both parties will benefit from this relationship. Main idea number 13. Exercise is an essential part of successful communication with your dog. Regular walks and playtime are important for keeping your pup healthy, both physically and mentally. Exercise helps to keep them alert and attentive, which makes it easier for you to communicate with them effectively. It also provides a great opportunity for bonding between the two of you as well as teaching basic obedience commands. When taking your dog out on walks or playing in the park, make sure that they have plenty of opportunities to explore their environment while still following basic rules such as not pulling on the leash or jumping up on people. This will help them learn how to behave appropriately in different situations and build trust between you. In addition to providing regular exercise, it's important that you take time each day to spend quality time with your pup. This could include cuddling together on the couch or playing fetch in the backyard, whatever works best for both of you. Taking this extra step can really help strengthen your bond and create a better understanding between the two of you. Main idea number 14. Understanding fear in your dog is essential for successful communication. Fear can be caused by a variety of factors, such as loud noises, unfamiliar people or animals, and even certain objects. It is important to recognize the signs of fear in your dog so that you can provide reassurance and comfort when needed. If your dog is exhibiting fearful behavior, it may help to talk calmly and reassuringly while providing physical contact such as petting or stroking. You should also avoid punishing or scolding them for their fear-based behaviors, instead focus on positive reinforcement when they display more desirable behaviors. It's also important to remember that each individual dog has its own unique fears and triggers. Taking the time to get to know your pup better will help you understand what causes them distress and how best to respond accordingly. With patience and understanding, you can create an environment where both you and your pup feel safe enough to communicate openly with one another. Main idea number 15. Understanding aggression in your dog is essential for successful communication. Aggression can be caused by a variety of factors, including fear, anxiety, frustration, and territoriality. It is important to identify the root cause of your dog's aggression so that you can provide appropriate discipline and training. Consistency is key when it comes to disciplining an aggressive dog, if you are not consistent with your commands and expectations, then your dog will become confused and frustrated. When dealing with an aggressive dog, it is important to remain calm yet firm. Speak in a low voice and avoid making sudden movements or loud noises which may further agitate the animal. If possible, try to distract the animal from its aggressive behavior by offering treats or engaging in playtime activities such as fetching a ball or tug-of-war games. It is also important to remember that dogs are social animals who need companionship and interaction with other people or animals on a regular basis. Providing plenty of opportunities for socialization can help reduce feelings of isolation which may lead to aggression. Main idea number 16. Anxiety in dogs can be caused by a variety of factors, including fear, stress, and unfamiliar environments. It is important to recognize the signs of anxiety in your dog so that you can provide comfort and reassurance when needed. Understanding the causes of your dog's anxiety will help you to better communicate with them and create an environment where they feel safe and secure. When communicating with an anxious dog, it is important to remain calm and patient. Speak softly but firmly while providing positive reinforcement for desired behaviors. Avoid punishing or scolding your pet, as this may only increase their anxiety levels. Instead, focus on rewarding good behavior with treats or praise. It is also helpful to create a routine for your pet that includes regular exercise, playtime, grooming sessions, training sessions, etc., as this helps reduce stress levels, which can lead to less anxious behavior overall. Additionally, providing plenty of mental stimulation through interactive toys or puzzles can help keep boredom at bay, which further reduces stress levels. By understanding the causes of anxiety in your dog and taking steps to address these issues head-on, you will be able to build a strong bond based on trust between yourself and your pet, one that allows for successful communication even during times of heightened emotion. Main idea number 17. Separation anxiety is a common issue among dogs and can be caused by many different factors. It is important to understand the root cause of your dog's separation anxiety in order to provide them with the best possible care. Separation anxiety can manifest itself in various ways, such as barking or howling when left alone, destructive behavior while you are away, or even urinating indoors. It is essential to create an environment that will help reduce your dog's stress levels when they are separated from you. This may include providing them with toys and treats that will keep them occupied during their time alone, setting up a comfortable bed for them to relax on while you are gone, and making sure they have plenty of exercise before being left alone. In addition to creating a calming environment for your pup when they are home alone, it is also important to provide reassurance and comfort when needed. This could involve talking softly or petting your pup before leaving the house so that they know you still love them even though you won't be there physically. Additionally, if possible, try not to make sudden departures, as this can increase feelings of abandonment. By understanding the causes of separation anxiety in your dog and taking steps towards reducing their stress levels while apart from you, it will help ensure successful communication between both parties. Main idea number 18. Understanding health issues is an important part of being a responsible pet owner. It is essential to be aware of any potential health problems your dog may have, and to provide the necessary care and treatment. This includes regular checkups with your veterinarian, as well as monitoring for signs of illness or injury. Additionally, it is important to stay up to date on vaccinations and other preventative measures that can help keep your dog healthy. It is also beneficial to research common illnesses in dogs so you are better prepared if something does arise. Knowing what symptoms to look out for can help you catch any issues early on before they become more serious. Additionally, understanding how different treatments work can help you make informed decisions about the best course of action for your pet. Finally, having knowledge about health issues will allow you to communicate more effectively with your veterinarian when discussing possible diagnoses or treatments. Being able to explain clearly what has been going on with your dog will enable them to provide the most appropriate advice. Main idea number 19. As your dog ages, their physical and mental abilities will change. It is important to understand these changes in order to provide the best care for your pet. Physically, older dogs may experience joint pain or stiffness, vision and hearing loss, dental problems, and other age-related issues. Mentally, they may become more anxious or confused due to cognitive decline. It is also important to recognize that aging can affect communication between you and your dog. As their senses diminish with age, it can be harder for them to understand commands or interpret body language cues from you. Additionally, they may not have the same energy level as before, which could make activities like walking less enjoyable for them. In order to ensure successful communication with an aging dog, it is essential that you adjust your expectations accordingly and take into account any physical limitations they might have when interacting with them. Be patient when teaching new behaviors, as this process may take longer than usual due to cognitive decline associated with old age. By understanding how aging affects both physical health and behavior of our canine companions, we can better meet their needs throughout their lifetime. Main idea number 20. Understanding nutrition is essential for providing your dog with the best care possible. A balanced diet is key to keeping your pup healthy and happy, as it provides them with all of the nutrients they need to stay active and strong. It's important to research what type of food is best for your breed, age, size, and activity level so that you can provide a diet tailored specifically to their needs. Additionally, be sure to monitor how much food you are giving them each day. Too little or too much can lead to health problems. It's also important to understand which foods are safe for dogs and which should be avoided. Many human foods such as chocolate, grapes/raisins, onions/garlic, macadamia nuts/walnuts can be toxic if ingested by dogs in large amounts. Be sure not only avoid feeding these items directly but also keep an eye out for any potential sources of contamination from other people or pets. Finally, make sure that you are providing fresh water at all times so that your pup stays hydrated throughout the day. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.